92.5.
Brooke and Jubal's second date update.
What do you do when you've exhausted all options in the dating world? Oof. When plenty of fish has thrown you back?
This is sad.
When you've swiped so many times, you reach the end of Tinder, and then your phone explodes. That's what happens when you get to the end of Tinder.
Whoa.
Well, you have to call in the big guns and hire a matchmaker. And that's apparently what the guy on the phone for a second date update did today. He found the girl that he went out with by using a matchmaker because nothing else on the planet worked for him. Ethan, was that a good recap of why you hired a matchmaker?
I guess so. It kind of makes me sound pathetic, to be totally honest.
Oh, that's not what I was going for. I was trying to make it sound like you were just using a creative method that a lot of people don't use. I wasn't trying to make it sound pathetic at all.
Well, now I'm just sad.
Yeah. It makes the girl who decided to go out with you even more pathetic than you.
Oh, well, that's a positive.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Pathetic.
Yeah.
That's something. Only the really pathetic ones will go out with me.
Right.
That's great.
Your email said that you used a matchmaker. I'm just making fun of it because I don't normally see that. Usually it's like online or you meet somebody in person, but why hire a matchmaker?
You know, you mentioned Tinder and stuff like that, and I feel like even when people say they're kind of looking for relationships on those kind of sites, they're really not.
Right.
And I'm kind of over just going on dates. I want to find something serious. I got all that out of my system, you know,
right.
And I want to settle down.
So I don't know a whole lot about matchmakers. Does that mean that the girl is also paying this woman to matchmake her?
Yeah, that's the whole point. Yeah,
okay.
They find someone who's also using their service who matches you to the best of their ability, and then they get you in touch with each other.
Okay.
How do they figure out who to match you up with?
You have to fill out a profile, and it's a lot like the dating sites online. It's just that this person is more professional and they're more serious,
mm-hmm.
and they're good at sort of figuring out really successfully who your best match is.
Oh, you sound like a pitchman, because obviously it wasn't too successful if she's not calling you back.
I mean, it worked for me. I thought it was great. I thought it was awesome.
But apparently the woman you went out with didn't think it was as great. What's her name?
Her name's Alyssa.
Alyssa.
What'd you guys do on your date?
We went out for lunch.
Oh, that's very low-key.
Yeah.
That's the way this matchmaker runs it. They want to make sure the first date is really easy and low-key.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh.
And what was it like?
When I first met her, she was so pretty, I was nervous.
Oh, cute.
But the matchmaker suggested this thing to kind of break the ice. It's a game called First Photo.
First Photo. And what is that? Like, you show a photo when you're a kid or something?
No, it's like you each just pull up the first photo on your phone and show it to the other person.
Okay, well,
really?
I'm glad that they tell you that beforehand so you can prepare. Yeah.
That could be really bad.
Oh, yeah. I had to delete a couple before the date. I'm just kidding.
So what was your first photo then?
Mine was just my nephew because I'd just seen him.
Aww.
And he's a good kid. And hers was her and her mom.
Okay.
All right.
First off, I was like, oh, great. She loves family, too. Secondly, her mom was really hot.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
It's always a good sign.
Nice.
You end up marrying the mom.
If that's what she's going to age into, we're going to be okay.
And did you tell her that? Did you tell her how hot her mom was over and over?
No.
So what were the awkward moments on the date?
Well, okay, here's the thing. So we're eating. Everything's going really well. And then I noticed there's, like, a hair on her face. And I'm like, A, I don't want it to fall into her food, and B, this might be a good excuse to touch her, you know?
Weird. So,
that's a weird
to like,
to
rub
it.
Her cheek?
Yeah. Like, hey, you got something on your cheek. I don't want it to fall on your food. Here. And I go to wipe it off.
Are you hoping you, like, go to grab the hair, and then you touch her cheek, and time stops, and then you guys make out? Is that what you hope for?
I mean, I wasn't going to say that was going to happen, but if it did,
yeah.
That would be fine.
Sweet.
Okay, so the romantic hair on her face, what happened?
Right. Well, it wasn't just on her face, it was in her face.
Okay.
It was a real hair. It was a hair coming out of her face.
Oh, dude. Man, you plucked a hair on her face?
I pulled it right out.
How big was his hair?
Oh, my God.
It was big enough for me to see it across the table.
Okay, wait. Hold on.
Did he yank a piece of hair out of her head?
Where was the hair? Was it, like, chin area or mustache area?
It was, like, on the side of her chin, kind of.
Oh, God.
Oh, wow. Was she embarrassed?
I mean, I think we were both a little embarrassed.
Oh, my God. I'm embarrassed.
What did she say?
She didn't say anything. She just kind of stared at me, and I kind of wiped my hand on the napkin, and it was just like, so anyway.
And you just plugged through, huh?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
All right.
I didn't know what else to do.
Yeah. So, I mean, you were able to recover.
Yes. We went somewhere else for dessert. The rest of the day went really well, and I hugged her goodbye, and it was a really nice hug. It was one of those, you know, kind of lingered for a few seconds.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Now, was it you lingering or her?
Like, I think it was both of us.
Okay. You didn't feel her like pushing you away and you're still holding on.
Yeah, no, nothing like that.
All right. And how long has it been since you heard from her?
It's like 4 or 5 days.
4 or 5 days. And have you tried to get a hold of her?
I've called, I've texted, and I have not heard anything. I have not brought up the hair.
And, good.
Probably a good idea.
I thought things were going great. She seemed to really have a good time. So I honestly don't know why she wouldn't respond to me.
Okay. Well, we'll play a song, come back, call her, and get your second date update, all right?
I really appreciate it, guys.
Yep, no problem. Hang on.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal in the mornings. Second date update.
If you're just tuning in for today's second date update, Ethan is on the phone, and he's not getting a call back from a girl named Alyssa. And I'm actually really surprised about it because he took her out on a beautiful spa day for their first date. They went out to lunch, and then he plucked her hair from her face. You know, a lot of people, Ethan, pay good money for that. You should have maybe even grabbed some cucumbers at the restaurant and threw them on her eyes and just act like, hey, spa day, out of the blue.
Well, if we can get a hold of her, maybe I'll tell her that.
All right.
Yeah. I did it for free.
Yeah, if you missed the first part. Ethan thinks he's not getting a call back because while they were eating lunch, he reached over to remove what he thought was a stray hair from her chin.
Oh, God, huge.
And the hair was attached, and he ended up plucking a hair from her face. And it was awkward for a while, but he does say the date ended with a nice hug, and it's been about 4 or 5 days since she hasn't been responding to him. So we're going to call and find out why in just a second.
In retrospect, Ethan, do you wish you would have apologized or made a statement about the hair? Like,
I don't know, maybe. You know, maybe that's what I did wrong. Maybe I'm in, like, not bringing it up and trying to be polite actually made it worse. I don't know.
Right.
Yeah, maybe she's just embarrassed, or maybe she's just mad that you took her hair and never gave it back.
You owe me
yeah.
a hair.
Big jerk. All right, well, I'm going to dial her phone number right now and see if we can figure out why she's not getting back to you, okay?
Okay, great.
All right, man, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, may I speak to Alyssa, please?
This is she.
Hey, what's up, Alyssa? How are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
I'm good. I'm sorry, who is this?
Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning, the radio show.
You're from a radio show? I don't understand why you're calling me.
Yes, I am from a radio show. It's called Brooke and Jubal in the Morning, and I'm calling you today because we got an email from one of our listeners about you.
What?
Yeah, can you think of any reason somebody would email our show to get a hold of you?
Did they nominate me for like a makeover or something?
Dude, that'd be sweet.
No.
I wish that was the case for you.
We don't really do stuff like that, so yeah. No makeover. I'm sorry.
I don't understand. Why would someone email you about me then?
Because you guys went out on a date, and now you're not calling him back.
What?
Yeah, exciting, right?
His name is Ethan.
Oh, my God.
Do you remember going out on a date with Ethan?
Yeah, that I do. I totally remember that.
Okay.
Good.
Well, Ethan emailed us because he said he really enjoyed going out with you, but ever since your date, he's been trying to call you, and now you're not responding to anything, so he was wondering why.
I don't want to see him.
Is it because he plucked a hair out of your chin?
We just went straight for it, did we?
He told you that?
Yeah, he did. He said that's the reason he thinks you're not calling him back is because he plucked one of your hairs on the date.
Oh, my goodness. That's so embarrassing.
Don't be embarrassed. We all get a stray hair from now and again.
I guess so, but why would he tell a radio station this and email you about it?
Well,
it was a big event for him.
He emailed us because he wants to get a hold of you, and we asked him why he thinks you wouldn't want to see him again, and that was the only thing he could come up with because he said you guys had a really good time other than that.
No.
No, you didn't have a good time other than that?
We did, but there's just one thing that freaked me out.
And it wasn't that he was collecting your hairs one by one?
Wait, hold up. Did he tell you he was collecting my hair?
No, I was joking. It's just a joke because of the one hair that he pulled out.
Oh, my God. My heart skipped a beat.
Yeah. No, he didn't tell us that he was collecting all of your hairs. He just thinks that's the one reason you don't want to see him.
I mean, it was completely embarrassing, but that's not what it was at all.
No? So there's more to it than that?
I don't even know if I should talk about it. I don't want to put his business out there.
What? He wants his business put out there.
Yeah.
Like, he actually asked us to do this so that his business could be out in the streets. So he said he's willing to hear whatever it is. So if it's on him, then you mind just telling us?
Well, okay, so what did he tell you about the date?
Well, he told us that you guys met through a matchmaker, went to lunch, And you played a game where you show each other like the last photo you took on your phone to try to break the ice. Okay.
Yeah, the first photo.
All right.
Yeah, and we did that, and he showed me a picture of his nephew.
Okay.
And
is that a problem? Was his nephew kind of ugly?
No, his nephew was cute.
Okay. Deal breaker for me. Yeah.
I never want to mix my jeans with that line.
Yeah.
No, but he kept going on for the next 30 minutes. He just kept talking about having babies and kids.
Like he wants kids, like now?
Yes, he's completely obsessed with having a baby. That's what I got from it.
Oh, really?
Like, what did he talk about?
Well, he said it was a dream of his. Mm-hmm. Anytime he's out and he sees something that he likes as baby clothes, he buys it.
He has
a stash in his house of baby clothes.
Are you kidding? Whoa. He's a single bachelor that has a baby clothes stash?
That's what he said. He even knows the room that he's going to convert to the baby room.
He's already like nesting like a pregnant woman, like getting everything ready at the house.
What?
Yes, he is. I mean, he told me he can't wait to hear baby footsteps coming down the hallway. Like,
whoa.
So maybe that was like a little bit too much to share.
A little bit.
But
I don't know. Is it refreshing to you to find a guy who's interested, obviously, in family life? Or is that something you don't want?
Yeah, it's refreshing to know that a guy wants to have a family someday. I do too. But it's creepy that he's collecting baby clothes. He doesn't have a baby.
I know. Yeah. It'd be weird for a single girl even to do that.
That's true. Yeah. Like if you went over to his house after your date and you open up the closet and you just see a bunch of baby clothes.
Just onesies.
That's not sexy.
Your response to him?
I mean, my response was just to sit there and to listen to him. I mean, he's still talking about how he can't wait to hear his baby say dada.
Oh. It's kind of
hang on. That's not fair.
What? Who's that?
Oh, that's Ethan. Ethan's actually on the other line listening and wants to talk to you.
Hey, Alyssa.
Apparently, he couldn't wait any longer and had to pipe in.
No, man. There's nothing wrong with wanting to have a baby.
You've been listening to this the whole time?
Yeah, because you wouldn't return my calls or my texts or anything.
So you call radio station and have them call me and listen.
Well, I really liked you, and apparently you thought I was weird.
I mean, it was really weird talking about a baby that you don't have for 30 minutes. What was I supposed to say to you?
Yeah. I mean, is it that weird that you would think about the baby you might have someday? For 30 minutes isn't that long to talk about babies.
I don't know. On a first date, even if I were out with a woman and she was like talking about the baby that she wanted so badly, that would scare me. It wouldn't. I mean, obviously it wouldn't scare you, Ethan, but it would scare a lot of dudes.
Yeah, but like the matchmaker already found somebody that I knew was like really serious and wanting a commitment too. So I just figured it wouldn't scare that person off.
Well, it scared me.
Ethan, I think everyone agrees that it's sweet that you're excited about fatherhood. But the collecting of the baby clothes, do you bring that up often on a first date?
I mean, first off, to call it a collection is kind of going a little overboard. It's not a collection. It's not like I have a room full of the stuff.
Okay, so how many items?
If we're talking about just anything having to do with babies, I've got like 15 things.
Whoa.
But, like, they're not all, like, seven of them are onesies. And the thing is, like, everybody thinks this is a big joke, ha ha ha, it's really funny, but I'm actually prepared for fatherhood.
No, I think it's great. I just think it's great when you find out maybe, like, 2 months into a relationship that you're that into it.
Ethan, you even told me on a date that you already picked out the names for your kids already.
What?
How long have you been planning this, Ethan?
I don't know why you guys think this is weird. I've been dreaming about having kids since I was a kid.
You're so sweet.
What are the names of your kids that you don't have yet, if I can ask? Or is that a secret?
Well, I mean, I want to have a boy and a girl, obviously.
Obviously.
Oh,
yeah.
And you get to choose, obviously.
He said for a boy would be Ken, and he would name his girl Sanctuary.
Sanctuary and Ken.
Interesting. Yeah.
The Ken kind of throws me.
Yeah, it is. When you come up with Sanctuary, where it is.
You know, you guys can say whatever you want to say, but I'm probably the only guy in this room on this phone that's actually preparing for childhood. I'm not embarrassed about that. I'm not ashamed about that. And I don't think that people should reject me because of it.
I actually agree with what you're saying. I do, Ethan. I mean, he knows what he wants. He maybe gave you way too much information on the first date, and that's his bad for oversharing.
I didn't plan on having a girl named Sanctuary.
Yeah, that one you need to negotiate for sure.
Debatable. We could talk.
Well, Alyssa, would you like to go out with Ethan on another date? We will pay for it.
I don't know about all this. I mean, doesn't this seem weird to you all? This is crazy. It's creepy.
No, not at all. Like, every dude that I've known when we were kids, like, we would just sit around the playground and talk about the kids we were going to have one day.
And did they collect clothes?
Yeah, of course. It's a totally normal dude thing.
It's a little overwhelming, but I don't think that it's creepy.
I mean, Alyssa, I feel like you're not giving me a chance. I feel like we should go out again because I have proven to you that I'm an honest, straightforward guy and that I have a long-term plan. Mm-hmm.
And his clock is ticking, Alyssa. He doesn't have as much time.
I guess so. One more date wouldn't hurt.
Hey! So you'll do it. You'll go out with Ethan one more time.
I said yes. Please don't ask me again before I change my mind.
Okay. That's awesome.
Congratulations, Ethan.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. I'm so excited. And thank you, Alyssa, for giving me another chance. And we can talk about Sanctuary. we'll discuss names later. I'm just kidding. I'm not going to talk about the kids again.
Good choice. All right.
Well, good luck, you guys. Keep us updated, okay?
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
And Alyssa?
Yes.
If he says he's on the pill, don't believe him.
Brooke and Jubal in the morning.